50s. Don't let your money go to Uncle Sam. Buy new and get a business write-off. We offer a variety of financing options and rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s, 0.9% on Expeditions, and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Performance Ford of Moab. Doing deals like never before. It's that easy.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, January 31st, 2024, 9:06 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, joined this morning by San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing great. Hope everyone's having a good day.
Yeah. Yep, yeah.
Last day of January.
Yep, that's right. We're on to February tomorrow, so this is it for January. Hasn't felt like much of a January. It's been pretty warm.
I heard something, 30 days hath September, April, June, and November. January has 47 days.
Yeah, it feels that way. Yep.
But today's the 47th of January, so we get to move into February tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. So, month of love, you got Valentine's Day, so...
Groundhog Day coming up really quick.
Yeah.
We talked about that yesterday with our...
Artful Life. Yeah.
So Groundhog Day is halfway between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. So we're halfway through winter on February 2nd. So.
Well, and we don't actually know how much winter we have left until Groundhog's Day. That's when we find out how much we have left.
That's true. I hope we've got 6 more weeks.
Yeah.
It's been a delightful dry spell, but it's getting dry out there.
Yeah, we could use a little bit of water. So, well, good deal. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's 9:08 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. All right, let's take a look at some local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Members of the City Council for Monticello voted to send back donated solar panels, approved repairs of airport and water systems, and approved a zone change at their January 23rd meeting. At that latest meeting, members of the council voted to return a donation of 180 solar panels years after previous city administration accepted the donation without council approval. At their January 23rd meeting, members of the council held a discussion on the solar panel project. Again, the item returned to the council agenda for the first time since August 2023 after a split 2-1 vote approved further exploration of the possibility of using the donated panels to supplement power usage at the city pool. At that August meeting, City Manager Caden Kulo explained that the cost to implement the solar installation on land near the city pool would total an estimated $200,000. The City of Monticello received a donation from renewable energy company AES for the project. AES operates in the west, including the Latigo Wind Park, north of Monticello. The AES donation included solar panels, an inverter, and the labor for the installation as part of an education program, estimated to cover $100,000, or about half of the project. The donation was received years ago by previous administration without council approval. Kulo shared the city would pay to install the panels, including concrete, fencing, and labor for electrical, to amount to an estimated $100,000. Speaking with Empire Electric in August, city staff estimated annual savings of $1,000 a month on the pool energy bill. Savings held at that amount, the city would recoup the $100,000 infrastructure investment in 100 months, or a little over 8 years. An American solar representative in August said that the panels are warrantied for 25 years, but could last up to 35 years. The inverter would last 10 to 15 years and would need to be replaced. They cost about $6,000 to $8,000. At the January meeting, Kulo explained the city found they could qualify for an incentive program to install the solar system, asking the council for additional time, as he said the program could give the city their return back within a year. Kulo said it involved looking into tax law to see how a city qualifies versus a business or residential entity. Mayor Bailey Hedgeland said understanding that tax credit would be key to making a decision. City Council George Rice, however, asked how much more time the city administration should spend on the project. He said, quote, "This is not the thing that it is promising to be. I think we ought to stop wasting city administration time on chasing this." Councilmember Kurt Crowley responded that if it is a waste, he wants to know, but he thinks there's enough information to give a little bit more time and make sure they've covered their bases. Rice noted the project is not in the city's master plan as part of a short or long-term goal. He said, quote, "We have project after project lined up. We have building after building that needs attention. Our list far outweighs our purse on this matter." He says, all of a sudden we have someone dangling this carrot with a lot of promises to it, and it's sidetracking us from what we need to be focusing on. Rice noted the needs of the other buildings in town, including the visitor center. Crowley said that he tends to agree, but again, wanted to look and see if the city could recoup an investment and show that they haven't lost much and have a benefit or, at worst, a break-even scenario. Rice said the city getting involved in too many projects is an issue without seeing them to completion and without long-term care, including scheduled maintenance. Caden shared that part of the donation included included spare solar panels. For the most part, the care of the solar panels would not be the burden of the pool. Rice noted the city pool already has financial burdens, including the wood on the front, as well as a boiler that will need to be replaced about every 10 years. He said the pool will work independent of the solar panels, but it won't work independent of the boiler. He added that while he appreciates the effort of Kulo to estimate the savings and recoupment of the city investment, he thinks it's difficult to truly know when the investment will be recouped. Rice said, since I've had solar panels on my house, Empire Electric has increased the grid fees on me twice, so it's really hard to know what that grid fee will be in 5 years, 10 years from now. Rice added that unless the project came in 100% turnkey ready, he felt the city could not accept the donation. Councilmember Ron Skinner added his support of moving on from the project, noting other needs in the city, including repairs at the visitor center and elsewhere. Councilmember Kevin Dunn said it may or may not pay us back in 20 years, so it's very flexible in the aspect you can fudge the numbers either way. He said, I see a lot of needs in Monticello where we need repairs, infrastructure repairs, as well as building repairs. Councilmember Nathan Chamberlain added his comments. He says, I agree with the comments, but if it's not 20 years, with Kulo saying it could possibly be a year, he says, we don't know the information, but if it takes 19 years off the repayment, then I think we ought to look into it. If it takes 10 years off the repayment. That was kind of the break-even point for Chamberlain, he said last time. When asked by Chamberlain, Kulo said he thought he could get the information needed in about 4 hours of administrative time. Said that the incentive has been opened up to government and it's up to 40% of the project cost. Kulo said he needed to define what they meant by project cost, and that'll tell me how much they can get back in return and how to go about doing it. Also noting that the project has to be completed before they can put in for the money. Rice asked if the city can apply for the tax credit, that if the donors could also apply for the tax credit. Kulo said that would depend on several factors, including the state and federal law, noting the company had marked it off as a donation, so it wasn't clear if they could also apply for the tax credit. Rice also shared he was bothered that the panels were donated to the city without council approval. Mayor Hedgeland added that it was accepted through previous city administration and was never approved by the council. Crowley, that really puts us in a bad position, quote, because now we have this gift sitting here and it's been all these years and it's going to have to be returned. Should have never happened in the first place, with council having disagreements about it. That was something that generally seemed to be agreed upon. Crowley also mentioned to give a motion to give Kulo another 4 weeks to investigate and firm up the numbers to help the council make a decision. That motion failed 3-2, with Chamberlain and Crowley voting for that motion, with Rice, Dunn, and Skinner voting against. With the 180 panels in storage, Councilmember Chamberlain asked what to do next. Kulo said he would contact AES to coordinate how to return the panels. A motion to return the panels was passed 4-1, with Chamberlain voting against. Big conversation and a big part of Monticello City's council there revolving around those solar panels.
Yeah, for several years now. I mean, so what happened is we've got the wind farm just north of Monticello, and they donated over $100,000 worth of equipment and know-how and solar panels to put heating, water and electrical heating, I guess, on the swimming pool in Monticello. And this was years ago. And it just, for whatever reason, never really got started. And so now they've voted to send the panels back, and it may be done. I hope it's done. We've talked about this for years and years, and it may be time to move on, but what a strange story.
Yeah. Yeah, again, you know, this donation that the council didn't necessarily approve, you know, former administration for the city making that exception of that donation. Again, a project, you know, again, estimated to be $200,000 to complete. You know, the panels values along with the labor to install the panels is about $100,000. And the other thing too, you know, I think the hope with those panels was that it could extend the hours of the pool, but that probably wasn't going to happen because the building that houses the pool is not, you know, it would require a ton of improvements, insulation and whatnot. So kind of interesting. Also, the solar itself wouldn't heat the pool, but it would reduce the city's energy bill and could potentially, you know, use those savings of $1,000 a month once it's paid off to work on other projects or sure. just have those savings. So I think that's the idea behind it. You know, again, it wasn't super clear exactly when it would be paid off, you know.
Well, they don't know. You know, that was the thing, is they asked for maybe a few more weeks to find out these numbers. But I think they just lost patience with it because it's been years, you know.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, and again, you know, I think there was hope that, you know, they could have found that, okay, well, you know, we'll recoup this cost and we're pretty certain it's this amount of time, you know, and once it's recouped, then again, that money is money earned by the city. But it's a big investment up front, $100,000 up front.
Maybe.
You know, yeah. it's all, it was very, very complicated situation. And anyways, the city of Monticello ultimately voting to say no thanks to the project, you know, and again, it's something that's been talked about, I know, for small governments, a lot of times projects get brought to them and whether they can maintain them or not, you know, is always a question. This one is seemingly gone. So anyways, we had that report in this upcoming edition of the San Juan Record. You know, it was a really long report. That's just part of the story. And there's also additional information on the rest of the city council meeting, but, you know, again, just trying to accurately portray, you know, all the aspects of that conversation and where they landed. So
yeah, and it's an interesting issue too. You know, to have a donation, to not be able to implement that donation, and to make a decision 4-1 vote, let's send them back.
Yeah.
Anyway,
very interesting. Well, also at that meeting, members of the Monticello City Council selected to update the city sewer infrastructure systems as part of the project to use for an application for community development block grant funds. At a previous city council meeting, Monticello City council members had discussed the sewer master plan update as well as a possible application for American with Disabilities Act compliant playground at Veterans Park as possible application for the CDBG grant. At their latest meeting, council also discussed the possibility of applying through CDBG for a water need/storage study. After discussion, council noted that shovel-ready projects are often most likely to get awarded and decided to focus application through this round of CDBG on sewer infrastructure improvements. Project has been planned out and will upgrade infrastructure, including some of the oldest sewer lines in town, some as old as 80 years, in the southwest portion of Monticello. Kind of interesting looking at the Times Independent too. Doug McMurdo reporting on Moab City. They're also finalizing their application for a CDBG grant, and they're looking at an all abilities park. The city seeking a $200,000 CDBG grant for resurfacing the playground at Suwanee Park, again, to make it, you know, an all-abilities park. So very interesting, a similar project that Monticello City considered, Moab will be applying for. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, which if how much funds get assigned to either project, if at all. And anyways, it'll be interesting to follow. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Reminder, San Juan County's housing assessment continues. It's been going on all this week. Their next housing needs assessment public meeting is going to be in Bluff this morning from 10 to noon. The residents of Bluff, Aneth, and Montezuma Creek are invited to the Bluff Community Center to review the project and provide public input. You know, if you're somewhere else in the county and you couldn't make those other meetings, you're obviously invited to attend that as well. But again, that's from 10 to noon today at the Bluff Community Center. Again, part of that county public, or excuse me, housing assessment. So once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be back with more local news and happenings. Stick with us. It's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
It's the new year, and it's time to look to those projects you may be planning. Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard has the pieces and parts that you need for any project, big or small. Plumbing supplies for those pesky repairs, and every hardware item to put things together. Hand tools, paint, sealants, space heaters, and fans. Walker True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
San Juan County is conducting a housing assessment and needs to hear from you. This is your chance to voice your opinions about housing costs and availability in San Juan County. Be sure to attend one of the five meetings that are scheduled this month. These public meetings will be held in Monticello, LaSalle, Bluff, Blanding, and Monument Valley during the last week of January. For more information and to RSVP, visit the San Juan County Economic Development and Visitor Services Facebook page. That's facebook.com/San Juan EDVS.
You don't have to be sidelined by sports injuries in San Juan County. Precision Rehab provides physical therapy in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley, where our therapists have helped athletes of all ages get back in the game since 1996. Precision Rehab is dedicated to restoring you and your loved ones to peak performance when pain and injury slow you down. We offer innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by most insurances, including Medicare. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Homeowners, it's a new year and time to replace your windows. Feeling too hot or cold? Time to replace. Fog between the glass? Time to replace. Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. And right now, you can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. With our New Year's sales event, you can save $375 off every window and $775 off every door when you buy four or more units. Just text OLD to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero monthly payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text OLD to 200-300 to save $375 off every window and $775 off every door when you buy four or more units. But hurry, this incredible New Year's offer won't last long. Text OLD to 200-300. Text the word OLD to 200-300. Text OLD to 200-300.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday, January 31st, 2024, 9:24 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Again, it's Wednesday, which means we've got the latest edition of the San Juan Record out now. Bill Boyle with the preview.
Hot off the press. Of course, this will arrive if you've got an online subscription. It's in your email inbox at 5 a.m. on a Wednesday morning. The newsstands and your paper subscription should be arriving soon. We heard the City of Monticello story about the solar panels that David talked about. That's our main story. In addition to the Blanding City Council had a meeting there. The transfer station for the council's been, or for the City of Blanding, has been closed for a few months, and they're still trying to figure out what they're going to do in the long run. There's a good possibility that that transfer station may not reopen for day-to-day use like it has been. We have a photo of the week every week. Man, we've got a doozy today. David Karchner, who takes these incredible flights, and thank goodness he takes pictures of what he's doing. But a aerial photo of Rapley Ridge. That's that beautiful area just north of Mexican Hat. The San Juan River comes out of that spectacular canyon, and he really has a wonderful photo of Rapley Ridge with some low-hanging clouds in the background. Anyway, the photo of the week is really a fun part of the San Juan Record every week. The Association of Local Governments in Price, they coordinate all the programs throughout San Juan, Grand, Emery, and Carbon counties, opened a new administration building last week in Price, and they had everyone there to take a picture at the grand opening. Everybody knew the name of the building except Bruce B. Adams. The building was named after Commissioner Adams, San Juan County Commissioner, who's been on the Community Impact Board for 20 years and has been working with lots of new buildings. So we got a photo of a surprised Bruce Adams and a lot of friends in front of the Bruce Adams building in Price. Anyway, that's a fun photo. Other things going on in the paper today. They had a spelling bee at Blanding Elementary School. Oliver Jepson was the big winner. We'll advance to the District B, which will be held next week. Mary Kochenauer, who writes our food adventure story, she tried out one of these food service, that it's home chef food service that has these pre-prepared meals or pre-measured meals that you can make at home. And so she has her review of how that worked. High school sports, for heaven's sakes, were just loaded up right now. The divisional wrestling tournaments were held last week. Monticello and San Juan each took second. Whitehorse had a good showing, Monument Valley. We've got photos and stories about that. It was the state competitive drill competition last Thursday. Thank you. State competitive cheer. It's just the second year that they've done it in the Utah High School Activities Association. San Juan Bronco cheerleaders and the Monticello High School cheerleaders both attended and competed. Monticello was third in the 1A competition, and San Juan was fourth in the 2A competition. Of course, basketball season is coming. We're right in the thick, I guess, of the region competition, but getting toward the tail end, and have stories about all of our local teams and how they have done. Have a obituary in today's paper for Mavis Claire Cosby. Her funeral services were earlier in the week. She passed away at the age of 92 on January 21st. Our back page photo, we like to have a high school photo of a team every week, and we have the 1994 Monticello High School state champion basketball team that had a reunion a couple of weeks ago and gathered them all together and have a team photo with their coaches. And they look pretty good, considering it's been 30 years since they won that title. So anyway, you can pick up the San Juan Record at newsstands, get an online subscription. We'll be glad to mail you a subscription every week. We load up quite a few of the stories on our social media pages. Anyway, give us a call, 435-587-2277.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, the Utah Division of Natural Resources is reminding folks to take the DWR's free mandatory ethics course if you want to gather shed antlers from February 1st through April 15th. You're required to complete that after dropping their antlers each winter. Male deer, elk, and moose will grow a new set of antlers starting in the spring looking for sheds. It's a fun activity that many Utah families enjoy. However, late winter and early spring are a tough time of year for deer, elk, and moose. That's why the educational ethics course is required if you want to go shed hunting starting tomorrow through April 15th. They often, animals survive off of fat reserves that they've built up prior to the winter. If they receive constant pressure from people and repeatedly have to run or move, they use up those fat reserves and energy they need to make it through the winter. Being disturbed briefly once or twice isn't too significant. Rusty Robinson, the DWR Once in a Life Species Coordinator, said that we have over 20,000 people who routinely shed hunt in Utah each year, so ongoing repeated disturbances can be detrimental to deer. So completing the course is mandatory. It's a free course. Again, you get a certificate of completion. You can print that certificate and carry it with you in the field while shed hunting. Allow you to gather antlers again across many locations in Utah. Wildlife management areas, of course, are an exception. You can't go there. A lot of them are closed in the winter and spring to protect animals in their habitat. Private property, you need to have written permission from the landowner before gathering antlers on private land. And indigenous lands, national parks, and many national monuments are also closed to antler and horn gathering. So you can find out more information online on the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources Antler Gathering Ethics page. So again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock area.
Yes, there are funeral services this morning in Cortez for Ramona Lara Silas Gomez. They begin at 10 a.m. at the Urtel Memorial Chapel. Ramona passed away. She's age 49 of Cortez. Funeral services for Stephen Nielsen Kill, age 82 of Blanding, begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Blanding North Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 9 to 10:30 that morning. And a celebration of life for David Ovison will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday at Urtel Memorial Chapel. Grumpy Ovison was 76 years old when he passed away. Took on the name Grumpy as his CD handle, and the name stuck. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Urtel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take a break and be right back here on Red Rock 92.7.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. Consignments will be accepted March 14th through April 3rd from 8 to 6 daily and April 4th from 8 to 5. The deadline to list items on the advertising flyer is March 3rd. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs. Call them today.
Start the new year off with a faster internet experience from Emery Telecom. Right now, new customers get their first 4 months of residential e-fiber internet free. Unlimited data plans start at $59.95 a month, and discounts are available for qualifying households. Plus, free installation and equipment with no-term contracts. Give Emery Telecom a call right now. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emerytelecom.com. Emery Telecom, your local advantage.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Wednesday, January 31st, 2024, 9:35 a.m. on this Wednesday morning.
And that song we just heard, Creep by TLC, was the number one song 29 years ago today, 1995. It's TLC's first number one hit in the U.S., taken from their second album, Crazy Sexy Cool. The song is based on a member Teyon T-Boz Watkins' experience with infidelity. I don't know, 1995 is 29 years ago. That's the outer edge of what we listen to here on Red Rock 92.
Yeah, pushing the limits.
Yeah. Yeah. Rhett Sifford graduated from high school in 1994, so he's going to have to help us navigate these difficult waters of what songs to pick and what to play.
Yeah.
So thanks, Rhett. Today is National Hot Chocolate Day. All the way back in 500 BC, so 2,500 years ago, the ancient Mayans drank chocolate made from crushed cocoa seeds mixed in water and chili peppers. That was a drink of the Mayans. Several years ago, archaeologists scraped some stuff off the bottom of a pot, the inside of a pot they found on Alkali Ridge in San Juan County, here about 15 miles south of our studios. They sent those scrapings away for analysis, and it came back, as chocolate. Mm. It was the first documented presence of chocolate in North America. So apparently traders had brought it up from Central America, and they were enjoying a good old cup of hot chocolate in San Juan County, probably 800 or 900 AD.
So I'm wondering what is there in South America? What did the folks here in the Red Rock Country give those coming up from Central America to get some hot chocolate and that macaw feather?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, those are valuable. I mean, what did they give them in return?
Clearly a lot of trading going on back and forth. I'm anxious to hear if they find a San Juan Broncos football hat down in Central America somewhere.
Oh, yeah, maybe an ancient one.
I don't know. There'd be a lot. You know, it's really interesting what they developed in this area, pottery primarily, but obviously there was interaction and back and forth between these cultures. Cocopelli, the famous
fertility god
or trader, you know, they said he had a backpack on his back, so they think he may have been a trader who was going around from place to place. But obviously there was interaction between the cultures, and that's kind of cool, I think, that they find chocolate, of all things, in Alkali Ridge here in San Juan County.
That's really cool.
And it's reason I bring this up, it's National Hot Chocolate Day. A chocolatier from Switzerland first invented milk chocolate, basically, in 1876. So it really wasn't that long ago. And then a guy who takes on his name Chocolatier, that's a cool title.
Yeah.
I want to be a chocolatier.
Yeah, well, you and Willy Wonka.
Willy and I, yep. Swiss Miss was introduced in 1961. Mix your own hot chocolate. So anyway, I'm kind of intrigued. The best cup of hot chocolate in the Red Rock listening area. I think I may track that down.
Yeah.
That'll be for next January 31st, 2025. We'll have the results. Unless people want to call in their recommendations.
But, well, they give out some hot chocolate on the Polar Express and Durango. Oh, that's pretty good.
That was good.
Yeah. I don't know. I love hot chocolate, but I hate everyone's got to throw in a little twist of mint or peppermint or cinnamon or whatever.
Or chili peppers like the Mayans did.
Well, that's going the classic route, so I guess maybe I can forgive that one. But, I don't know. I just want to be drinking chocolate, I guess.
Man, I want like a quarter inch of sludge at the bottom of the cup. Now you know that's been a good cup.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Well,
I'm getting thirsty here.
Yeah.
It's When Hell Freezes Over Day today. This is an idiom for it's highly unlikely to happen. The phrase was invented in the 20th century. It's not been around very long. Adlai Stevenson used the phrase in a speech to the United Nations in the 1960s, which was caused people to stop. In 1980, Don Henley, a member of the Eagles, was asked when the Eagles were going to get back together, and he said, "When hell freezes over." And 14 years later, the Eagles came out with a new album. They got back together. They started to tour. They decided to name their album When Hell Freezes Over. So anyway, that's today. It's also Gorilla Suit Day. So if you have a gorilla suit in the bottom of your closet and been just waiting for the right moment, today is the day. Gorilla Suit Day. Got a day for everything.
Yeah.
Birthdays today. Hall of Fame pitcher Nolan Ryan is 77 years old today. Singer Justin Timberlake is 43 years old. Timberlake, that's going to be a tough one when he enters the Red Rock, or if he enters it. During the classic hits era that we listened to, he was on the Mickey Mouse Club, so I don't think he's quite there yet. A lot of birthdays for classic actresses today. Actress Suzanne Pleshette was born today in 1937. She starred in The Birds, and then she was in the Bob Newhart Show. And as a kid, I thought Suzanne Pleshette was about the coolest name I could imagine. Jessica Walter was born today in 1941. She played Lucille Bluth in Arrested Development, died in 2021 at the age of 80. And Carol Channing was born on January 31st, 1921, a classic actress. Locally, kind of, Stuart Udall, who was Secretary of the Interior in the Kennedy and Johnson administrations, was born on this day in 1920. He was instrumental in the designation of Canyonlands National Park, the national park here in San Juan County. Stuart Udall, he's from Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday locally to Spencer Simpson, Jed Muelstein, Brad Bunker, and, drum roll please, Jill Pearson, office manager here at the San Juan Record. It's her birthday today. So if you come by around noon and we've got a sign on the door, we're out celebrating Jill's birthday.
Yeah.
So you'll have to come back afterwards. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info at redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there, especially Jill. She does a lot of stuff here at the San Juan Record that and Red Rock Radio, we wouldn't be in business otherwise. So, yeah, big shout-out to Jill. Happy birthday.
So I hope she enjoys her free lunch today because she's got to get back to work this afternoon.
Oh, man. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the show, we've got the on-air job fair, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services, radiology and ultrasound technologists, and a medical biller. Also, the Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a victims advocate, light equipment operators in the North and South districts, and a sheriff's deputy in the North District. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Torrent role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. The Canyonlands Solid Waste District has an opening for a diesel mechanic at their facility in Moab. It's full-time work and pays from $22 to $27 an hour depending on experience. And it includes a great benefits package. You'll work on a variety of diesel and gasoline vehicles and equipment. Download an application online at swssd1.org or call 435-259-6314 for more information. The mailing address is 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time physicians with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, radiology department, and a marketing assistant. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Meet Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Kick off the start of the year with us at Ute Mountain Casino. Spin your way into January with a Winter Wonder Wheel every Saturday at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. Lucky winners will be drawn to spin the wheel for a chance to walk away with up to $2,000 in cold, hard cash. Fuel up Fridays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. One drawn winner will win a $200 gas card. Fuel up your adventures and experience the joy of winning at Ute Mountain Casino.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Homeowners, it's a new year and time to replace your windows. Feeling too hot or cold? Time to replace. Fog between the glass? Time to replace. Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. And right now, you can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. With our New Year's sales event, you can save $375 off every window and $700
$75 off every door when you buy four or more units. Just text HOLD to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero monthly payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text HOLD to 200-300 to save $375 off every window and $775 off every door when you buy four or more units. But hurry, this incredible New Year's offer won't last long. Text HOLD to 200-300. Text the word HOLD to 200-300. Text HOLD to 200-300.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday, January 31st, 2024, 9:51 a.m. Glad you've joined us this morning for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at the local sports report. A couple of basketball games last night, of course, you heard here on Red Rock 92.7 and watched on StreamUtah.live as the Green River Pirates wrapped up a Region 19 win, the boys defeating Monticello 52-38. So the Pirates wrapped up Region there. They're 7-0 in Region play, one game remaining. And, yeah, they got the 14-point win over Monticello.
Boy, they look pretty good, too. Green River is, of course, 7-0 in Region play, so they've clinched the Region title.
Mm-hmm.
Which may not mean anything in RPI, but it's a region title, for heaven's sakes. They look good, I thought.
Yeah.
Monticello gave it a valiant try, but they just couldn't keep up with the Pirates last night.
Yep. Looking at some other games or other Region 19 matchups, the Pinnacle Panthers boys basketball team, they got their first region win of the year against Whitehorse 51-47. That was in Montezuma Creek, and those, you know, outside of Green River being 7-0, those other boys teams in Region 19 have all had really close games. Pinnacle dropped overtime games to Whitehorse and Monument Valley earlier on in the season. So, and it's pretty interesting too. I mean, you look at the last 3 years, four of the five teams in the region have outright won or won a share of that region title, with Green River winning it this year, Monticello and Pinnacle splitting the title last year, and Whitehorse winning the region title the year before. So pretty evenly matched. Unfortunately, not as many wins as you like for the rest of the region. Looking at another game last night, the Whitehorse Lady Raiders continued to play well. They defeated Pinnacle 70-28 in a home game. So that's a look at some of the local high school sports report. Don't have any games going on tonight that I know of, but we'll be back in action on Thursday. And I'm sure there's a lot of other teams staying busy, getting to the end of these seasons.
Yeah, we have really a nice picture photo of Parker Snyder, who won a championship in his weight division at the divisionals last year, a San Juan High School wrestler. We didn't run a photo of Chad Yellow, because we had one just last week of Chad, but I just think it's a hilarious photo. He's got his opponent just tied up in a knot with his legs, and he's leaning back and smiling at the camera. And anyway, just a classic photo. If you look it up on sjrnews.com, go to the San Juan Wrestling story and zoom in there. You can see the coaches from the other team in the background just kind of shrugging. They don't know what to tell their guy because he's tied up in a knot. Anyway, it's a fun photo. Richard Kerr took a whole bunch of photos of that tournament, and don't miss that photo. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Well, let's take a look at the regional sports report now. The Utah Jazz losing to the Knicks yesterday, 118-103. Tonight, looks like the Denver Nuggets are in Oklahoma City taking on the Thunder at 6. Phoenix Suns in Brooklyn taking on the Nets. That one tips off at 6:30. That'll do it for the regional sports report. And with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.